Lecture topic, the value of kalima.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واستكثروا فيه من أربع خصال خصلتين ترضون بهما ربكم وخصلتين لا غنى بكم عنهما فأما الخصلتان اللتان ترضون بهما ربكم فشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وتستغفرونه وأما الخصلتان اللتان لا غنى بكم عنهما فتسألون الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, Alhamdulillah, it is only Allah's grace and favor upon each and every one of us that Allah Ta'ala has afforded us this opportunity to gather together in such a blessed gathering. We find, my respected brothers, that as we all know, we are experiencing the most auspicious month in the Islamic year. And in the various masajid, we would have heard of the virtues of this month, we would have heard of the etiquette, we would have heard of the importance of this month of Ramadan. In fact, my respected brothers, if we just reflect and ponder a little while, that what a great gift the month of Ramadan is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, in that famous hadith, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Sahaba Ikram on the eve of Ramadan, if we just analyze the first few statements of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to Ramadan, where Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that أَنَّهُ خَطَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فِي آخِرِ يَوْمٍ مِّن شَعْبَانِ فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ شهل جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه. In this already we see, my respected brothers, that insan who was given everything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whose purpose and whose object in this dunya was not the attainment of the pleasures of this dunya and was not the fulfilling of his desires, but whose purpose and objective exclusively in this dunya was وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to worship Allah Ta'ala, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to please Allah Ta'ala. That insan has spent 11 months of the year having not fulfilled his objective, having not turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is ghani, Allah is independent, Allah does not need insan. Allah does not need us. Allah does not need our ibadat. Ya ibadi, law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum wa insakum wa jinnakum wa hayyakum wa mayyitakum wa ratbakum wa yabisakum kanu ala atqa qalbi rajulin wahidin minkum ma zada dhalika fi mulki shay'a. O my servants, if the first and the last amongst you, if every insan and every jinnat has to worship me to such an extent that all of you have to become like the most muttaqi, this will not increase my treasures, not one bit. Allah doesn't need our ibadat. And Allah's kibriya and Allah's majesty is not diminished by our disobedience also. Yet, my respected brothers, despite all this, insan was given everything by Allah. The right of just one ni'mat would have been that his whole life should have been spent in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Yet he disobeys Allah. Allah does not need him. He cannot benefit Allah. He cannot harm Allah. Yet Allah's mercy is such that still Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands, addresses Sahaba Ikram and says, O people, There has come to you a great month, Azim, Mubarak, a blessed month, a month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. And he goes on. Do one nafil in this month, Allah will give you a farz reward. Do one farz in this month, Allah will give you 70 farz rewards. In other words, my respected brothers, that last lifeline, that rope is still being given. That, oh my banda, you disobeyed me and disobeyed me and disobeyed me. Yet my love and my mercy for you is such that I am still leaving the door open for you. Still I have given you Ramadan. I am giving you a month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. Virtue upon virtue, like how a father, if he has to go to his child and say, listen, I'm giving you this toy and you can do this and you can do that and you can do this with it. As he's giving him targhib, he's giving him inclination to go towards the thing. And yet, my respected brothers, if still despite this, these virtues of Ramadan and the greatness of Ramadan and the azmat of Ramadan still does not create within us the inclination to turn back to Allah and to come upon our purpose and to come upon our objective, then my respected brothers, we become deserving of the baddua which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. That when he ascended the minbar and Jibreel alayhi salam came to him and told him amongst the three things, famous hadith, بَعُدَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen to that dua, that may Allah distance that person, may Allah's lanat come upon that person who finds the month of Ramadan, that month when Allah has opened the doors of His mercy, the month when Allah has even tied the shayateen, the month which Allah has made the most conducive, that the greatest sinner can still come back to Allah. And still, he finds that month and he still ignores it. He is still unable to gain the maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala. He is still unable to gain the forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes baddua for such a person. This is for us to reflect and ponder, my respected brothers. When it comes to dunya, when it comes to the material things of this world, the slightest incentive is enough for us to move in that direction. If you are told, if you're going to invest certain place, this is going to be the returns, or this is going to happen, or open your shop 2 more hours, or make little bit more sacrifice in your business and this will be your return, straight away, automatically we are ready to move in that direction. Why? We have understood material returns. Yet, my respected brothers, how much urge is created within us when we hear about the month of Ramadan, when we hear the virtues, when we hear the fazail. We can look within ourselves, my respected brothers. Ramadan is not just the first few nights of Ramadan and then the 27 nights, where we see in the beginning our masjids are full, as if the virtue is only specific to the first 2 or 3 nights and then the 27 night after that. This is ingratitude to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is opening the doors of His mercy. And still, my respected brothers, if we look at our attitude, what do we regard Ramadan as? That months in advance, the freezers must be packed, the samosas and the bhajiyas for the iftar must be prepared. Nowadays it's going to be summer, so the roza is very long, I must take it easy, I must cut back on this, I must cut back on that. Really, my respected brothers, we have not understood the essence. We haven't understood the spirit of Ramadan like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba Kiram have showed us. But coming to the point of what we were supposed to talk about, we mentioned in the beginning, the end of that same hadith, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs his ummah that now that Allah has given you such a great month, in this month increase in 4 things. Time is very short, we will just discuss the first of these things. But look at the manner in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes it. He says, وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ. That, O my ummah, in this month increase in 4 things. 2 things are such, لَا تُرْدُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ. 2 things are such by which you will gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what greater goal and objective can any mu'min have than the rizwan of Allah ta'ala? And here the guarantee is being given. Increase in the month of Ramadan, 2 things. And Allah's pleasure will be yours, Allah's rizwan will be yours. And these 2 things, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the first is, فَشَهَادَةُ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Excessively recite in the month of Ramadan the kalima la ilaha illallah. If you just look at this, my respected brothers, one is the lip service recitation of the kalima, one is to keep saying la ilaha illallah. But have we understood the value? Have we understood the azmat? Have we understood the qeemat? Have we understood the taqat and the power behind the kalima? That kalima
Wallah, on the basis of which this entire dunya is existing. The sun is rising, the sun is setting, this nizam is continuing because of the basis of La ilaha illallah. Whether we understand it or we don't understand it, that is haqiqat and reality. Mankind is existing because of La ilaha illallah. La taqumu as-sa'a hatta yakun ala wajhi al-ard ar-rajul alladhi yaqul Allah, Allah. As long as this iman is in the heart of any single person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guarantees qiyamah will not come. This dunya will continue to exist. And if La ilaha illallah is not found, Allah will obliterate everything. This whole dunya is existing because of this kalima. We know the taqat, we know the power behind wealth, behind status, behind numbers, behind government. Yet, my respected brothers, the tragedy of it is that this ummah has not understood the taqat of La ilaha illallah. We have not understood the effect and the asarat Allah has kept in deen. Allah has kept in His name. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى عَمُودًا مِّن نُورٍ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ الْعَرْشِ فَإِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ اِهْتَزَّ ذَلِكَ الْعَمُودِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in front of the arsh of Allah ta'ala is a pillar of light. When a mu'min banda on the earth with ikhlas says, La ilaha illallah, the taqat and the power of this kalima is such, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that the pillar of light in front of Allah's arsh begins to shake as a result of La ilaha illallah. فَيَقُولُ الرَّبُّ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أُسْكُنْ Allah says, stop shaking. فَيَقُولُ كَيْفَ أَسْكُنُ وَلَمْ تُقْفَلْ لِقَائِلِهَا That, oh my Rabb, how can I stop shaking when you have not forgiven the reciter of La ilaha illallah? فَيَقُولُ الرَّبُّ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى إِنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَهُ Allah says, I have forgiven him. فَيَسْكُنُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ That pillar stops shaking. On the earth, somebody says, La ilaha illallah with ikhlas. In front of Allah's arsh, the pillar starts shaking. That is that kalima which Allah has given us, which we never asked Allah for. The key to Jannat, the key to savior from such azab, from Jahannam, we cannot even imagine, my respected. Really, we have to understand deen. We have to understand Allah's taqat. We have to understand Allah's power and what Allah has kept in deen. Everything else we understand, our little children too. They know of the technology. They know of the air force of various countries. They will know of the F-16 fighter and this fighter and that jet and this and that. Why? Because the nurturing and the tarbiyat from small is being made on asbab. That yaqeen is being brought on things. Yaqeen has shifted from musabbibul asbab, from Allah. What taqat Allah has? أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءَ وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَن تَئِطْ مَا فِيهَا مَوْضِي وَأَرْبَعِ أَصَابِعْ إِلَّا وَفِيهَا مَلَكٌ وَاضِعٌ جَبْهَتَهُ سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that sky which you are looking at, which is so vast, the sky began to creak and groan. And why should it not be so? You will not find the space of four fingers, except that there is one angel of Allah in sajda in front of Allah. So many malaika Allah has created. يُقَادُ بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ مَعَ كُلِّ زِمَامٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يَجُرُّونَهَا Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jahannam will be brought on the day of judgment. Jahannam will have 70,000 reins. Pulling each rein will be 70,000 malaika of Allah Ta'ala. Baitul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of the malaika, every day 70,000 malaika make tawaf. Till Qiyamah, another angel will never get a second chance. So many malaika Allah has created. Understand the taqat of Allah. One angel, the power Allah has given one angel. When Allah Ta'ala decided to destroy the nation of Lut alayhi salam, one angel was sent. 600 wings. With one wing, the seven cities of Lut alayhi salam was lifted up, taken to the sky, turned around and smashed onto the earth. With one wing out of 600. Israfil alayhi salam, who is waiting with the sur, with the trumpet in his mouth, when Allah will give the order, blow. All the armies of the world put together, gather in one place, ask them to blow, one wall will not drop. One wall will not drop. One angel of Allah. Quran draws the manzar and the scene. When Allah will give that order, what will happen? إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ The sky will split. The earth will split. The sea will turn into fire. The mountains will start flying around like pieces of wool. The entire kainat, the entire existence will be obliterated on the blowing of one angel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, understand my respected brothers, we know the specifics of science, we know the specifics of the technology of man, we have not understood the taqat of Allah, we have not understood what Allah has kept in His name. لو جيء بالسماوات والأرض ومن فيهن وما بينهن وما تحتهن. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if the seven heavens and the earth had to be brought, every mountain, all the elements, all the minerals, gold, silver, iron, metal, ore, the waters of the seven of the earth, the first heaven, all the malaika of the first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven, the fourth heaven, the fifth heaven, the sixth heaven, the seventh heaven, Allah's kursi, Allah's arsh, every creation besides Allah, فَوُضِعْنَا فِي كَفَّةِ الْمِيزَانِ, and all this is taken and put on one side of the scale. وَوُضِعَتْ شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فِي الْكَفَّةِ الْأُخْرَى, and لا إله إلا الله has to be placed on the other side. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَوَلَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ, I take qasam upon that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَرَجَحَتْ بِهِنَّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ will outweigh the seven heavens, the seven earth and everything that is contained within it. That is the taqat of that kalima which Allah has given us. Let us understand, my respected brothers, that the batil of the time of Nuh alayhi salam was broken on the taqat of La ilaha illallah. The batil of the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, of Namrud, was broken on the taqat of La ilaha illallah. The batil of Fir'aun was broken on the taqat of La ilaha illallah. The batil of the kuffar of Makkah was broken on the taqat of La ilaha illallah. When this ummah had the kalima and had the reality of the kalima within them, then no force on this earth could stand in front of them. What the kalima means, my respected brothers, what does La ilaha illallah mean? That Allah is with us. The yaqeen of La ilaha illallah, when it will enter into this ummah, no force on this earth will stand in front of them. I am not saying it, my respected brothers. 1400 years ago, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yazalu La ilaha illallah تَنْفَعُ مَنْ قَالَهَا وَتَدْفَعُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَالنِّقْمَ مَا لَمْ يُسْتَخَفَّ بِحَقِّهَا. The kalima, La ilaha illallah, has such taqat, has such force in it. Allah's name has such power in it. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it will perpetually benefit my ummah. No, they will not become zaleel. They will not become oppressed. Every calamity, every zalim will be shifted from this ummah through La ilaha illallah. As long as my ummah does not mock at this kalima. As long as my ummah does not mock at La ilaha illallah, the taqat of this kalima is such that nothing will stand in front of them. Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mal istighfaf ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, tell us, what does it mean that your ummah will mock at La ilaha illallah? What does it mean that the value of La ilaha illallah will come out of the ummah? I am not saying it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 1400 years ago, we are looking in every direction. Why is the ummah facing such problems? Let us understand. It is not America. It is not Britain. No force on this earth is greater than the force of Allah. If this ummah is zaleel, Allah has brought us down. Why? Because we have left Allah and we have turned in every other direction. On Muta, 3,000 sahaba against 300,000. There is no odds. Abdullah bin Rawaha stands up. When the sahaba consult among themselves that should be sent for reinforcements to Medina, he stands up and he addresses them and he says, Wallahi, inna allati takrahun, lallati kharajtum tatlubun. I take the qasam of Allah, that what you are hesitating about, by Allah's qasam, for that very reason we left our home. Ash-shahada, to die for Allah's deen. Sahaba took their hearts in their hands, and they went to the four corners of this world. They sacrificed their homes. They sacrificed their families, they sacrificed their children, they sacrificed their possessions. They were ready to give everything. Only one maqsad, one goal, Allah's deen must be established. They understood their maqsad. He says, Allah's qasam, for shahadat we left our home. And then on qasam, Abdullah bin Rawaha says, on qasam, let us understand, this is our bimari, this is our sickness. The ilaj is being shown to the ummah. 3,000 are facing 300,000. He says, I take Allah's qasam, مَا نُقَاتِلُ النَّاسِ بِعَدَدْ وَلَا بِكَسْرَ وَلَا بِقُوَّةِ. We have never fought because of our strength. We have never fought on the basis of our numbers. We have never fought on the basis of our weapons. Today when the ummah is facing problems, we say it's a shortage of wealth, shortage of government, shortage of this, shortage of that. Sahaba, with their blood and their lives, they showed the ummah that the basis of batil is wealth and these things. The basis of haq is to draw Allah with us. Allah is not with us, that is why we are facing problems. Nothing else. If Allah is with us, nothing will stand in front of us. He says, I take Allah's qasam, ma nuqatiluhum illa bihadha ad-deen alladhi akraman Allahu bihi. Whenever we fought, whenever we faced the enemy, it was on the basis of this deen, it was on the basis of la ilaha illallah, through which Allah gave us izzat. Umar radiallahu anhu said 1400 years ago, kunna adhallan nas, we were the most zaleel, we were the most oppressed, we were the most downtrodden of people. A'azzan Allah bil Islam, Allah gave us izzat through Islam. Through this deen Allah gave us izzat. Not through the ways of the West, not through the ways of the Yahud and the Nasara. إِذَا نَبْتَغِي الْعِزَّةِ If ever this ummah will look for izzat, فِي غَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهِ In anything besides Islam, أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهِ Allah will make them zaleel. Allah does not need the enemies. Allah will make them zaleel if they will leave this deen. Abu Huraira looks at the enemy on Muta, and he begins to shake. A companion next to him tells him that, oh Abu Huraira, it appears you are being affected by the numbers of our enemies. He says, yes. He says, oh Abu Huraira, if you were in Badr, you would never react like this. We do not fight on the basis of our strength. Allah is with us. Allah is with us. We have understood Ramadan, a month to cut back. What did Sahaba understand from Ramadan? Badr, 313 Sahaba. Badr is more than 160 kilometers from Medina. Two horses amongst 313. 70 camels. A poet says, if you looked at that army, you would cry. One has a broken sword in his hand. Another one has a shield. One is wearing one shoe, the other one is wearing the other shoe. In Ramadan, Sahaba did not understand Ramadan to be what we understand it to be. Badr took place in Ramadan, when they threw themselves into the mouth of death. Then Allah's nusrat came to such an extent. A Sahabi says, I lifted my sword, I struck at the head of the enemy. Before my sword could reach him, I already saw his head severed from his body. They saw Allah's nusrat. Allah referred to Badr as Yawmul Furqan, the day when the decision of Hidayat came down. Sahaba took the decision of Hidayat in Badr in Ramadan. And my respected brothers, but the izhar of that, the display that now the decision of Hidayat has been made, that was not seen in Badr. 6 years later, when Sahaba walked into Makkah, in Fateh Makkah, which Allah referred to as Inna Fatahna Laka Fatham Mubina, we have given you a great victory. Let us not misunderstand, we are running out of time. Let us not misunderstand, my respected brothers, that to Sahaba victory was conquest. It was never that. They left their homes and their families for deen. Hinda, the one who chewed the liver of Hamza radiallahu anhu, she comes out of her home, she says, on the night of Fateh Makkah, I came out of my home expecting to hear the usual reveling and the usual music and so on that takes place when a victory takes place. He says, I found the streets of Makkah barren and empty and desolate. I continued until I reached the haram. And she says, I looked into the haram and what did she see? She says, I saw those same people who were kicked out of Makkah. Those same people who were persecuted. Those same people who were chased from their homes. Those same people whose families were slaughtered. Today I expected them to be taking revenge. I saw them crying in front of Allah for the hidayat of their persecutors. For the hidayat of those who chased them out of Makkah. That was Fateh Mubin. That was the victory for Sahaba. That Allah had shown that now Islam was entrenched in Arabia and would spread throughout the world. The decision of Hidayat, Yawmul Furqan, took place in Badr in Ramadan. The mazhara of the decision, the spreading of Hidayat, Sahaba was shown that now the decision has taken place. That took place in Fateh Makkah, also in Ramadan. Badr was in Ramadan, Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. Sahaba understood the reality of La ilaha illallah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, just to terminate that hadith, what does it mean to mock this kalima? يَظْهَرُ فِيهِمُ الْعَمَلُ بِمَعَاسِ اللَّهِ فَلَا يُغَيَّرُ وَفَلَا يُنْكَرُ وَلَا يُغَيَّرُ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when Allah's disobedience will take place openly, when insaniyat will be going towards Jahannam, when openly Allah will be disobeyed, at that time my ummah will do nothing about it. They will say, my shop, my business, my this, my that, they will do nothing about it. At that time they have mocked at La ilaha illallah. Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Daam Barkatu, very pious alim, he says, جب صحابہ کلمہ پڑھتے تھے تو کلمہ اپنے حقیقت کے ساتھ دلوں کے اندر جاتے تھے اور کلمہ کی حقیقت یہ ہے کہ جب تک کہ 100% اللہ کے حکم نبی کے طریقے سارے عالم کے اندر زندہ نہ ہو اس وقت تک کلمہ پڑھنے والا چین سے بیٹھ ہی نہیں سکتا. He says when صحابہ read the kalima entered with the حقیقت in his heart and the حقیقت of لا الہ الا اللہ is this, then until 100% the orders of Allah in the way of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is not alive in the entire world, till that time the one who recites the kalima can never sit at ease. That is the demand of La ilaha illallah. That is the demand of the deen. Sahaba understood that. Their graves scattered throughout the world are a proof of their understanding. Let us not understand Ramadan as a month to cut back. Let us take the lesson that Sahaba took. Millions are going towards Jahannam. Insaniyat is parashan. We are the solution. That is why, my respected brothers, the appeal is being made. One is, we can look after our own selves in Ramadan, increase our tilawat, etc. But greater than that is, like Sahaba, take out some time, come out in the path of Allah in the same month, and move with this deen, and see how Allah Ta'ala will use us. May Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq.
Syntex CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.